One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, welcome to the Smoshcast. I'm Shane Topp.
And I'm Amanda Lee Hancanto.
And today we are talking all about villainry.
Ooh.
Every kind of villain, everyday villains. How to mess with people, you know, the good stuff.
Yeah, just get right under their skin. And to help us, we have a special guest, Arasha Lalani.
Most innocent person. That's Smosh.
See, I devised this theme because I feel like by this point, Arasha, you've kind of, I feel like you've positioned yourself as the villain at Smosh in a lot of ways.
Yes, your
Thank
character
you.
Type is the villain.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Is it true?
I think so. You know, people were quick to kind of see the ways that I was essentially trolling a lot of people on the channel, and they, like me, enjoyed it, and they found great pleasure in it. So I think it became a game that I was more than happy to keep playing.
Spoken like a true villain.
Yeah, yeah, really, really committed. Obviously, like, you've done your stunts on our
Pranks.
Videos where you did convince everyone here that you booked a Marvel movie for a week.
Yeah.
And that's become your, like, magnum opus so far here at Smosh.
I would say so.
You're going to top it at some point. You're going to do something bigger. I know that's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it. Like, I think it's going to be a bummer for everyone here.
Probably.
But it'll be funny.
Well, you know, actually, that's a lot of the reception I've been getting from the Revenge episode, actually. A lot of people have said that has actually topped the lies because... What greater harm can you cause than unleashing people's mothers on themselves?
Yeah. My own mother calling me on the phone. Amanda, that voice like triggered my teenage years.
It brought you to tears.
It did.
I would say you were actually the champion of Let's Do This. I don't think anyone did Let's Do This better than you did.
Wow.
Out of that entire series.
Thank you.
I think we put it to bed and you won it.
I will wholeheartedly agree with that because I look back on my episodes and it was me learning what Ligma balls mean.
Yeah.
And
right? The easiest person to troll and, here.
And using a fart machine and getting Peter to be my doppelganger. Like I did fake feet. Like I did the dumbest things.
Which is art in itself, and I respect it.
Oh, you're such a villain.
You got into this pretty quickly, and I have to ask, like, have you always messed with people in this way? Because you do it constantly. I want to point out, it's not just these stunts, but like, I'll be talking to you and I'll just be like, oh yeah, do you like that movie? And you'll be like, I don't know, maybe. I'll be like,
what?
And you'll be like, what do you think? And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why can't you just be honest here?
Why can't
and you're
you
like,
just
you'll
be a
figure
person.
It out.
Yeah. I think it's, you might not like this answer, but I'm bored. Sometimes it's just more fun to change up the storyline a little bit and play pretend. I mean, we're all actors here. Like, I feel like it's just fun to almost enter this different environment and just pretend, just pick what you actually want the true answer to be. And I find it so fascinating that you are living a different reality than the people around you because they are thinking something is going on, but you're like, no.
Everyone died because she was bored. Like, what?
When did you start doing this? When did you start? Would you say that the stuff you've done on Smosh is your biggest pranks in life, or have you messed with or trolled someone in a bigger way before?
Have you topped Smosh? Pranks.
I mean, Smosh has definitely given me a platform to prank. As a kid, I was actually a pretty bad kid. Like,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, I was often called to like principals' offices and stuff. Not because I was like causing harm on anybody's account, but it was because I would just be disruptive or distracting in class. And so people would just be like, shut up and go
disruptive
away.
How?
Yeah, disruptive how? Just being like,
what's going
I don't
on?
Know. People are like, give me the math test answers. I don't know.
More or less. I mean, definitely less smart or less clever, I would say, than the pranks here. Mostly as a kid, it was like the teacher would say something and I just had to toss my joke in after. I just had to be like, oh, punchline.
And your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes so Ligma. Much sense. Balls?
Yep.
I got it.
Would you get laughs?
Oh, yeah. The class loved me.
So it
class
worked.
Clown.
Okay. Class so clown.
Oh, my God. But you probably drove teachers insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, why did you feel the need to always get your joke in there?
I don't know. I guess there was always a calling for me to perform at a young age. It was always, let me test out my talent. Let me see if these skills are real. Again, like the kid word, I think, for what I've been doing is to call it a troll. Like just trolling people and being dumb because I think it's funny, even if other people don't really find it funny. Mm-hmm. And again, like I want to say, like I was tame through high school, and like okay. I definitely
you
was
became
like
a good person for a little bit.
Yeah, I was good for a little bit, and then it got boring.
So you started fucking with people.
And
again.
Then I was like, I gotta switch things back up. I gotta go back to my old ways. And
so you were more like a little fun troll when you were a kid, and now you're like a full on villain in real life, or is it just when you're in like group settings? Like, are you a villain to your mom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, oh. as many people also learned at Smosh, she is also a villain. She is very much a troll as well.
Your mom is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were
sweet woman that I met.
Oh, my gosh. No. I realized it, too, when we were just traveling in Canada. We had like, people over, and we had, like, catered some food. And these people had come over, and my mom was like, have some food. I cooked, everybody. And everyone was like, no, she didn't. She's a big liar. Don't trust her. She does this. And I was like, I'm my mother. I am my mother.
Oh,
wait,
she said she cooked, but she didn't
cook. Oh, no, we had catered a bunch of food. And she was like, I cooked, everybody. Have some food. Like, enjoy my delicious food.
How serious did she say that? Like, what could you tell? Was she like, was it clearly a joke? Or was she like, no, guys, I actually made this food?
She probably didn't commit as much as I would,
commit,
maybe.
You commit.
Yeah.
And you
commit.
Do not stop. Even when people are like, I know you're joking. Please.
Shane is
just
clearly
say you're
been
joking.
Through. Shane has been through some drama.
We had a point where we were filming something and we were all sitting there and like you were just committed to a bit and everyone was like, wait, I can't tell if she's serious or not. And I got to the point where I was just like, she's just trolling you. Just ignore it.
It was
like,
about the year I was born.
Yeah, you refused
to answer. It was about literally
answer.
Nothing important. It was nothing important, but everyone was like, what year were you born? And I was just giving looks around the room.
You were just
and
like,
were like,
you're just like, you just figure it out.
1976.
I was like, come on, just say it.
But it's so funny.
See? It's because people get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, commitment, I think, is, again, like, it parallels with acting and it parallels with these pranks and these lies. Like, it's just about fully committing to the reality that you are putting yourself in. And obviously, there's a line because people
sure.
don't like to be manipulated.
You
it's
know,
never,
the only
it's never harmful.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
always keep it contained to like yourself, and just you're just being a little devious.
Right.
Where no one ever feels threatened or like in danger, but they also know like that they're
right?
extremely confused.
Absolutely, and that is always, and that's where my nice person era blends with my devious era is that I obviously don't want to cause anybody actual harm. And the best way that I can talk about it is, again, with the revenge episode. Like, had either of them not had great relationships with their mothers, like, I absolutely would not have
sure.
done this. Like, there is a lot of insight that I would say I get first, and then I'm like, okay, great. And
yeah.
and the fun there was all of us, like, at the beginning of that day being like, I'm in your head.
Yeah,
what
we
are you
were
do?
We were so paranoid. Angela was so paranoid. She thought everything was fake. She thought the announcement, the Smosh announcement, was fake and a lie.
Which I was honored. I wish that that was me. I wish that I had done something even of that standard. I was like, you're giving me a lot of power.
Is this all fake? So you're kind of like Maleficent as a villain. The Angelina Jolie Maleficent, right?
Oh, thank you.
She helps out the little girl. But we all realize she got fucked over by that guy because he stole one of her wings. Mm. So maybe, were you ever fucked over?
I've definitely been wronged, as we've all been wronged.
Were your wings stolen?
I was never wronged in my entire life.
We've all been wronged, and this is a great way of getting back to the universe. By slowly lying.
But it really started because you were like bored and wanted to have fun.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the Marvel lie is definitely the biggest one that had happened on the channel. But before that, you know, we all played that card game, and that I feel like was such a natural way of showing all that I like to lie.
Secret Hitler?
Let's Get Talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah,
just in a lot of videos, you'll just tell a big lie.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that was a lie.
Do you ever feel bad?
No. No. Again, no harm caused.
Lying is just super fun.
It's super fun. Obviously, again, under the right circumstances, like after the video, we all hugged and I was like, I'm sorry. Oh. Was that okay? Oh,
you have never, sorry, you've, was that okay? I've never felt like wronged by you at all. Good. I think it's all fun.
Yes. You are doing it for fun. We know that. Mm-hmm. But it's still people, especially like Angela, on edge all the time.
She was about to pull out every strand of hair that she
Angela,
had.
Angela is terrified constantly nowadays. She is certain she's going to get pranked every day.
I would say maybe you've wronged Angela's like grounded. Her feet are not on the ground. Yeah. She's just like,
if there were a fourth chair and Angela were here, she'd be like, I feel wronged. Yeah. I feel wronged hard.
Yeah.
She would definitely be very upset.
She'd be mad.
But again, all within the fun. Like never to actually damage anybody's lives. Just to shake it up.
Are you the main villain of your family? Because you said your mom's a bit of a villain, but like of your siblings and everything, are you number one?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And my family kind of knows that place that I fit in as well. Again, like when my mom came beforehand too, she was like, do I need to know anything? And I was like, well, at Smosh, you know, my reputation is to kind of lie. And so a lot of people, when they meet you, are going to be like, Arash is evil, right? So don't be like, what did she do? Like, it's all in good fun. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I figured that it was something about that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
I figured that's what she did. That's cool. My daughter lying to everyone.
Yeah.
My mom would be so like, what's going on?
Yeah.
She would not be okay with that. I could never lie to my mom, though. She always knew everything.
Mm. I mean, again, you got to remember that my mom is the original liar. She's the OG.
Okay, so
I've learned
your mom's
from her.
Lying to you saying she wouldn't be able to tell a lie, but your mom would know immediately.
Is that even your mom, Arash?
Yeah.
That was my aunt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
That's right. This is the big reveal.
Okay, so is your mom the OG or are you the OG?
What we said in the episode, actually, I feel pretty good about. She is the queen of lies, and I'm the princess of lies.
That's pretty sweet.
So
that's pretty sweet.
I've taken after her a lot. Again, like, you guys will get to know her so much better, and then you will be like, as all of my friends do, like, they meet her, and then they're like, that is your mom. That is your mom.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
They're like, hi, Arash's mom, and she's like, I'm not Arash's mom.
And you don't know where you are right now.
She's like, when was I born? I don't know.
I don't know.
You're like, whoa.
That stuff stresses me out. I feel like that's a Black Mirror episode. Like, that stuff stresses me out. Like, I just don't have it in me. I just feel so guilty when I lie. Like, maybe like a white lie. Like, yeah, you look great. You look great.
Oh, yeah. I'm bad about that shit.
Yeah.
If I have a situation where I need to say something that's rude or going to hurt someone, I'm going to back down and I'm gonna lie.
Mm.
I'd be like, yeah, for sure.
You do that to me all the time, Shane.
Yeah, you just said she looks great.
That's not a lie, though. That's not a lie.
Okay.
No, it's my pinned tweet, but it's also very true that if a magician did a card trick in front of me and he fucked it up, I'd be like, yeah, man, that's my card. Good job. I would not be able to be like, oh, sorry, man, that's not my card. Hey, I'd be like, you got it.
But you know what?
Woo!
That sounds like a lie.
It is a lie. I'm saying I would lie.
So you're on board.
I if
so you support
it's,
me.
If it's a situation where I'm like, fuck, this is about to be awkward and I'm gonna make someone feel bad. But you lie in ways that make people feel confused and scared.
You and lie for the sport and fun of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. You're having fun.
I'm having not lying for so fun. Much fun. I'm having a great time.
I lie out of necessity. And I feel bad about it, and well, I don't want to do it.
You see, we
I want to stop.
Yeah, the magician thing is like, dude, what if you were, like, for me, I would just be like, is everything okay? Like, you didn't do the trick. Like, I would be like, let's improve this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then
maybe,
he fucking cries.
And then he cries so hard.
And he's like, what the fuck? And then hold on, I'm getting a call. It's his wife. She divorces him because
we're
he just
done.
Fucked up
the
that
show
trip.
Is live.
She's like, how'd the trick go? He's like, I failed. And she's like, I'm divorcing you. Fuck
I'm
you.
Out.
Meanwhile, there's a whole audience watching all of this go down.
Yeah, this is at the Magic Castle on stage. Everyone starts laughing. They're throwing tomatoes at him.
Oh. Is this an I think you should leave sketch?
This feels
right now?
Like an I think you should leave
I
sketch.
I can see it.
So I also wanted to, since you're kind of the master of it, I was curious. I think something that would be fun, because I've been trying to experiment with messing with people a little bit more here at the office, on camera, off camera, and I want to devise more ways to do that. Something I was doing earlier this year that I felt pretty proud of is I slowly hid bananas in Ian's office. fake bananas. They were styrofoam bananas, but they were the size of a regular banana. And every day I would hide another one in his office. And I got up to about like 25 bananas in there.
Because he probably didn't even
he
know.
Was No, he's in his office. He'd be sitting down at his desk and I had a bunch taped to the underside of his chair. I had them taped underneath his desk. I had them taped underneath every single surface.
This is great.
I stuffed a bunch in the couch. I had a, you know, he has a big, you know, tall mirror in there. And I had bananas taped all along the backside of it. There were bananas everywhere.
Did he know?
No, he never found out until I told him. And we did a video. We posted it on like Instagram of me telling him and him going through and finding all these bananas
that
had been there for weeks.
He didn't even know?
I mean, no, I hid them really well.
That's great. That sounds like a perfect prank.
I'm messing with him and he didn't even know it.
But it's so harmless and you made sure to get styrofoam bananas so that they wouldn't go bad too.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You covered
your
tracks.
I could have done real bananas and really ruined his life, but he also would have figured it out sooner, I think. Maybe, unless he opened it one day and there's just fruit flies everywhere.
Oh, that would have been really funny.
Yes. Funny.
Super funny.
But still then
but it also would have affected me too, because like I work right outside of his office and I don't want to deal with that. Like I don't want to hurt myself.
That's a very sweet thing to do. I would want to bring back the fart machine.
Interesting.
I love the fart machine.
I was thinking about leaving it under, like taping it underneath his chair.
Mm. Yeah, didn't we talk about this in a meeting?
Wait, what?
Wait, didn't somebody do this? I think maybe they got arrested. It was the announcers at like a soccer game, like a FIFA game or something, and they put like moaning sounds underneath. Underneath their chair while they were announcing things.
Oh my God.
This is a real like news story that came out. And I think like they got in trouble.
Of
I forget
course.
What it is. But like they would do like moaning sex noises as they were doing the announcement.
That is so
like,
funny.
They were doing them. They had a machine.
They had a machine. A machine was doing it.
Like going off.
They'd be like, and he shoots the goal.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
No.
I'll look it up and find it.
Bug, they were fire. I do want to start hiding the fart machine places and taping it underneath places. And I think I'll start right now.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh my God.
I freaking knew it. I was like, this is giving. You guys are about
Amanda
to prank
me. Amanda didn't know that I did that.
I didn't know. See, I just got pranked with you.
Bring it on.
God,
it's
I am
fine.
The most gullible human being. I swear to God, I'm cool.
Okay, but do you see how much fun he is so having? Great. Like, I can't help but
this
just
is,
be like, yeah. I'm so happy I was
this
the target
This is just like
that.
The revenge episode all over again. But you have to go like this. Oh, whoa. Oh, yikes.
Sorry.
Stinky girl.
Yeah, sorry, just clearing it out.
What did you eat?
I love what an investment that machine has been.
Oh, yeah.
I spent like $10 on it.
That's
I ordered it?
It.
It's not that expensive.
It's pretty solid. It does some like big long farts.
They're all different.
And
I don't know how well you can
ones.
Hear it. Greg, how well can we hear it?
Pretty decent.
Yeah. So like sometimes you get ones like this.
where you're like, check your underwear.
That's like you've had bad food and it was unexpected and you need to change and shower immediately.
This one's not so bad. I shit myself. There's one that the funniest one is the one that's like tiny.
Quick. It's like
hold on. Maybe it's this one. Not that one. Hold on.
That one's heavy.
We're about to get lucky. It's the same one. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Okay, that one's like
attacking.
You're sitting on a fucking wood chair.
There's more.
It's gotta be. No.
Come on.
There we go.
That's the
one. It's just like, oh, quick one.
That's the one where you cough at the same time. You go.
Yeah. Except you miss the timing completely. You're like. And you're like, fuck.
I don't know if we've laughed this hard on this episode.
Farts are so funny.
It makes me laugh every
farts
time.
Farts are the it's funniest. So they're the funniest thing. Like, they're who so doesn't funny. Laugh at a fart?
Oh, I need to. I wish I had the. Okay, I can take that thing to a public restroom, and just have fun with it.
Oh yeah.
And just be there, being like, oh my god.
Should we take it to VidCon?
Well, I don't know if they have public restrooms to say. I think those are more like.
During the Q&A?
Oh, we should bring this to the
Q&A. Okay, who are we going to get?
Well, by the time this episode of the Smoshcast airs, it's already VidCon's already been
VidCon's
weeks
already
behind.
Over.
Yeah.
So now they'll remember it.
They'll be like,
we
all
just
the
do
time.
It, we just do it when Ian and Anthony are having their big moment, like someone asks a really wonderful question.
Yeah.
No, the fart machine should be specifically for very intense, serious moments. I should have it in a meeting, and we should wait till we're discussing something very serious.
I wish we could choose which one it was, though, because that quick one could be inserted into so
many. I like the surprise.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're going to get. It's just like, guys, we need to talk. So that video that came out, a lot of people are super offended by what was said in it, and we need to talk strategy.
Okay, we lost his father.
But, you know, our views are going down. People are unsubscribing. And
it's so dumb.
It helps
I love
define
it so much.
What was just said before a little bit.
I love it so much. Okay, so fart machine is away.
Fart machine, yes. Absolute win. I'm trying to.
Like what?
So something that I know I could do that I know people have done at Smosh before is slowly moving someone's desk. Inch by inch.
I love it.
Like, you do it by, like, half an inch every day. And you slowly let their desk migrate. And then they'll suddenly be like, what the fuck?
So funny. When,
like, you know.
See, and what I love about little pranks like that, too, is the long game. I love that it isn't revealed right away. Which, of course, love the fart machine. Right away, you get the laugh.
But it's not your favorite.
But it's not my favorite because of the long con. If you were able to really drag something out, that's I think where the humor comes in, because you are living in the lie, you are living in, again, that reality, while everyone else is just kind of going along with it, and you're like, I just cannot wait for this to be revealed. And you just wait it out, and the satisfaction is just palpable.
Okay, you really are a villain. Like, I feel like I just like went into like a vortex of you, and now I'm like, what's my name? Like, good. Who am I?
Yeah. When were you born?
Don't tell her.
I don't know. I literally was about to be like, 1988. See, that's why, this is why on Let's Do This, it's a great, the AAA, because AAA. I'm just like, bad at that. Yeah, sure. I answer questions honestly. Mm-hmm. And then Angela just loses her mind. Yep. And then you're just like in the background like.
What they really meant by that question was this.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been the victim of pranks on Smosh over the years. I have not been the pranker. And it's a bummer. Yeah. But I know that.
You've pranked me.
I did once on Let's Do This, but it was not like a super epic prank.
Oh, yes. Was it the breakup one?
I thought it was good. Ghosted.
And I filmed that video. Let's Do This was really a hub for pranks, so we got to find ways to we just got to start doing it. It doesn't even need to be for videos. That's what I'm saying right now. Mm. And look, if people pull off successful pranks, they can come here and brag about it.
Okay, but who can we not prank?
I think there's a lot of people that you don't want to prank. But it's also like, just what's...
Other than myself?
Like, who are the best people to prank? And I'm not saying name names. Like, who are the best type of people to put to do pranks on?
I think Noah and Keith are both people you could prank.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like they'd be like, okay.
Frankly, because of... This is the problem. The way Angela has reacted to pranks makes her now the best target because she freaks the fuck out.
But she's also so paranoid, right. So it's really hard to prank her.
She now is... It's going to be difficult.
Yes. I want to take actually this moment to say, originally I had a different idea for how to get revenge. And the reason I didn't do it was because I knew that you guys would be too suspect of it. But
what was it?
I wanted to somehow prank you guys and say that because of the Marvel lie scam, I was actually reached out to by somebody from Marvel.
Oh.
And I started planning, just
I
like
believed you.
I started creating fake email threads. I started creating just like all.
You did this just as a prototype. You weren't even
oh,
like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
is how far she goes.
Yeah, once I hatched the plan, I knew that I was like, okay, this is going to have to be like 2 months in advance. Like this is gonna have to be like I need to tap on somebody who is going to do the job for me in terms of telling you. And then you and Angela will tell each other. Like, I need it to be so well put together. But ultimately, it
was
like...
I was gone for a month.
Yeah, ultimately you were gone, which is also why it made it hard to get your mom's phone number, but I got it anyways.
I know, Selena asked for emergency contacts, and my mom is not on there as an... Because she barely picks up her phone.
Yeah.
If I was dying, my mom would be like...
She picked it up for Arasha.
Oh, well... Yeah.
Well, I reached out to Selena and Heidi and was like, I need Amanda's mom's phone number. Work your magic and get it for me, please. And love you.
Get it. Get that
and
number.
And they were like, mission failed. Like, she only gave us her sister's number. And I was like, I can work with this. So then I spoke with Atlas and I was like, hey, sis, need your help. I need your mom's phone number. And this is the whole scam. And we need your help. And she
doesn't even
like,
talk to me about that.
Oh yeah. And she was like, here you go. Good luck. Let me know what else I can do. And
Atlas
I was like, do we
best.
Bring Atlas on too?
Atlas is the best.
Yes. Yes. So ultimately that prank proved to be a little more of a surprise because I knew that you guys would be like, nope, I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second.
Yeah.
And so I needed to stick to something that you guys could believe. So in a way, Angela, yes, is an ideal person to prank because of the reaction, but also because of the paranoia. You gotta dodge it, or you gotta be extra smart about it so that they'll believe you.
She's always thinking that she's about to get pranked. I'm telling you, her soul is rocked.
But maybe now with this new pivot to the whole brand and everything, and let's do this being Sunset. Maybe Angela will let her guard down because there's no show where you can really get pranked right now. I mean, you can try not to laugh, eat it or yeet it. I think these are prime arenas for it. We just have not taken advantage of it.
Eat it or yeet it.
Eat it or yeet it. Oh, okay. I did ruin Angela's life when I did the eat it or yeet it where it was only good things.
The just desserts.
And she lost it. And it is so funny because like so much energy from Angela. She's just like, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's happening?
I don't trust it.
She was fed cat food. Can we
That's
not?
That's true. Angela has really gotten
her
screwed
soul
over here.
Has been rocked.
Yeah. In the span of like a year, she's dealt with more shit than most of us have dealt with in a long time.
But
here.
Eat it or yeet it is a really good way.
Yeah, we have not taken advantage.
I am so down to do more pranks. I honestly want to pitch a show that centers around pranks or revenge. And or rumors, like gossip, all of that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
I again, like with the reception of how the whole lying and revenge has gone, it feels like that's kind of what people want to see in a way, again, that isn't harming anybody.
It'd
like,
be funny.
I love that.
It'd be funny if every month, like throughout the whole month or just throughout like a couple. Yeah. Every month. We know that everyone's trying to like pull some sort of stunt on each other or some sort of lie or some sort of rumor, some sort of trick. And then you have a show that you film at the end of the month where you all get together and you finally reveal the plans that you've been working on the past month and you show all the footage, you show what you've been doing, you show your work. It's a show and tell of what deviousness you've been up to.
I like this.
And we see which one's successful, what's unsuccessful. I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. Look at us.
We're in early brainstorming stages here.
Yeah, yeah. Just a prank show, but just amongst us all here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not going out there and fucking with people in real life. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I hate that shit when people are like at a Walmart or Target messing with people. Don't mess with people who are just out.
It's so cringy, but I remember when I saw Bad Trip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
That movie is so hilarious. Yeah, but they're actually acting out a movie in public.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay, yes.
But for the most part, I could never do that stuff. I could never be a public prankster.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't think it's respectable.
No, I also don't love the public scene like that. I don't like, because again, like, yes, you guys aren't expecting my pranks, but we also we know each other. We're also on camera. So we're kind of prepared for some kind of like tomfoolery for the content, as opposed to being in a public place, shopping for groceries. Like, you're not trying to be.
Yeah.
No, it's gotta be fair game, right?
Yeah.
Like it's, we all are aware that here stuff might be going on.
Yeah,
exactly. And
you might get.
Yeah. I feel like villains also deal with, I feel like villains have a confidence that can deal with like the cringe factor of being a villain. Like that's probably why I feel like I'm not a villain, because I can't stand the cringe when people are like, what's going on? Like people being pranked or people being lied to. Like I can't stand that cringe factor.
Sure, sure. And again, you're going to get a lot of that when you're in public. Because you don't know the reaction that you're going to get. I mean, and again, like as a woman of color, if I'm going out in public, people could get violent. People could get angry. People could threaten me. Like, I definitely don't feel safe to be the villain.
But even here, like, you just don't know, like, how people will react.
Well, it's almost the flip side of it's people that you know and care about. So seeing them squirm and be uncomfortable could make you feel a certain way. Clearly not Arasha.
Like does a not true care. Villain.
Does not care.
She
you guys were
castle.
Like appalled. Like you guys were consoling her during the Marvel week. You guys were like, hey, it's okay. Like, because you thought people were leaking the news that you booked it and you were making a big deal out of it and Amanda was getting pissed at people.
I went up to Erin. I was like, Erin, this is not right. This is not right. And she goes, she goes, I don't know, she like booked something or whatever.
She was like, DC, Marvel,
yeah, she was
whatever.
Like, DC, Marvel, same thing, who cares? And I was like, Erin, you have no regard for humans.
Okay, and that, I admit, I don't know if I remember if this was in the video or not, but that was the hardest part
you
of
almost
the prank.
Did you almost break? Did you almost?
Oh, no.
that no, was the hardest part, that. But I was never
going to
break.
No, I was never going
prank.
To break at that point. I mean, because again, it had been like a few weeks in at that point, like this was not going to shatter because of this. But that moment that Angela and Amanda just come to my side by wardrobe, I was just doing my makeup and just it actually did feel real. It felt like that was the reality because I had these two friends, these two good friends of mine who were ready to back me up. And they were like, hey, it's going to be okay. And we have your back. And what they did was not okay, but you did not do anything wrong.
It's so funny.
And I had to just lean into that. And I was like crying to them. And I don't know. And I was channeling the emotion that I was feeling hurt, like lying to you guys. I was channeling it into the urgency of needing you guys to believe it. But I was like, we are so close. We are about to film this video in 10 minutes.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I know we can just write it out for another 10.
And I was like, where are you going? You were like, I signed an NDA.
You were like, when are you leaving? And I was like, tomorrow.
And I was like, oh.
Tomorrow.
I was like, oh, they my need me
tomorrow.
God.
They need me tomorrow, and then I'm going to disappear for
I'm
a
going
while.
To Georgia tomorrow.
I know. I was like, oh, wow. It was so real.
It was
like,
real.
I told my husband, I was like, Arasha booked Marvel, and super proud of her.
Yeah.
It'll happen for...
Yeah, you know, and Sarah Whittle had come in as well, and she participated in it as well. When she had come in and we were doing the whole conference meeting, she was a part of all of that too.
Yes.
So she messages me and she was like, I told people. Oh. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that this is happening.
That's why it worked, fooled. Is that people really leaked the news everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone told everyone. I found out through other people, like Courtney told me, and she was like, yeah, did you hear? She booked like a Marvel thing. And I believed, I didn't have that big of a reaction to both elements of it because I think both were believable to me. I 100% believe you could book a role in a Marvel film.
Yeah.
I was not surprised. When she told me, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And like, I don't think I understood the scope of maybe that you were trying to push. I thought you booked like, you know, like a, I don't know, a speaking part, but I didn't think that you were like the next
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
That but, Angel was like, she's the next Ant-Man. I was like, that's Paul Rudd. And the fuck, what are we talking about?
I fully believed, like, oh yeah, you booked a part and we'll get to go and see you in this movie.
Yeah.
So I believed, and I was like, that's awesome. That's so cool. And then later on, Courtney came up to me and she was just like, oh, it was a lie. It was all a prank for Let's Do This. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
That's awesome.
I was like,
nice,
I believe that. I've been so desensitized from being at Smosh for so long that like nothing surprises me anymore. I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure.
I mean, really what I was doing was a commentary on gossip around the office. So
have you heard about what happened to me years ago? The prank that happened to me?
I don't think so.
So this video didn't even do, I don't know if it did huge numbers. So it's one that's kind of forgotten about. This is back in like 20, God, I don't know when this was, 2018, 2017. It was when the second Pacific Rim movie was coming out. and what if it had
that movie? What if it, like,
what, if
oh,
it had, what if it had nothing to do with the thing? So it was around when Pacific Rim 2 was coming out.
Anyways,
we go to Sahara Desert in Africa.
Yeah.
So Pacific Rim 2 is coming out, starring John Boyega, and it's got Charlie Day and Scott Eastwood and, you know, whatever. They're the cast. They're the main cast.
Yeah.
And they're doing press at Universal Studios. And I get pulled to help do this prank on Ian. And so Ian has done this before.
I know this.
Where Ian has an earpiece in and he has people behind the scenes like feeding him lines on what to say. And he has to say this to them. So I get called kind of like the day of to be like, hey, can you come and help out? So we're going to have some of the other cast of this movie is going to be in this room. You're going to be there with them feeding lines to Ian, who's going to be interviewing John Boyega.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, cool. And so I'm kind of just hanging out. Like, I'm like, you know, it's really very chill, like a chill day. I just show up there with them and hanging out. And we get to, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to put him into a kaiju suit, like a big Godzilla looking suit. We're going to have him have to interview them. And so we get to the tent to where it's at, and I'm standing there just kind of like, all right, cool, like I'm being part of this. And all of a sudden Ian and all of them look at me and they're like, all right, Shane, get the suit on. And I was like,
oh my God.
Shoot.
And
I am the one being sent in to interview John Boyega. The whole time I was being convinced like we were about to do this to Ian.
No.
And then it gets flipped
last second
and I'm like, oh my God, I was mentally not in the space to be like, I'm part of this. I didn't think I was really like in this video featured that heavily.
I would have had a panic attack.
And so I just am like, all right, I put on this whole kaiju outfit, this green stupid suit, and I get sent in. And I've never done an interview before. I've never interviewed someone.
Was your face protected?
No, it was. My face was out in the open.
Oh, no.
It just was like a hat.
Oh, no.
And I go and I enter the room and John Boyega's there. And his reactions were incredible. It's like Angela level being like freaked out and just being like, what the fuck? He's laughing, but it's also like confusion. And
uh-huh.
I'm sitting down. They're feeding me insane shit. And I'm saying it, I'm like, I'm just having an out-of-body experience.
Oh, yeah.
It comes to the end of the interview, and so one, it's like, give him a hug. I give him a hug at one point. It's like all this crazy stuff. Luckily,
they
reacted really well. But then at the end, they're like, all right, Shane, run. Now, mind you, my mic pack was kind of like tucked into the chair. Oh. And not into just my suit. Oh, no. I get up to run and I get caught. And I'm like, I just run. I like get stuck. I like get like thrown back.
Like bungee
at
back.
My chair. And then I'm just like, oh, and I'm like, he's just staring at me, freaked out. And I run out of the room. And I was like, oh my God. I leave and I'm like, what the hell? Wow. And then we actually did. And Ian didn't know this. We flipped the prank back on him. And he then did have to do an interview with Charlie Day and Scott Eastwood.
Wow.
And they were not as stoked.
They didn't like
as John Boyega. John Boyega, stoked. Having a great time laughing. Charlie Day and Scott Eastwood were a little tired, I think, from a long day of interviews. Sure. And they were like, all right, we're done with this. And I was like, whoo!
I need to know who was behind this. So funny. Because that is such a mastermind to plot twist, throw it on you. Plot twist, back to Ian, get him to. I love it. No notes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was masterwork.
Your prank worked out better than Ian's, because the worst thing is to have them like hate you and like be so tired.
Yeah. They didn't like hate him, but they just, you could just tell they were like, all right, man, we know what this is. Sure. We've had this. I'm sure they've had, how many prank interviews do you think celebrities deal with on every single press circuit?
I can't watch those interviews. See, the cringe factor. Like, I can't handle it.
That sucked.
Like, I just can't. Like, Cillian Murphy, I watch a lot of his interviews, and he's not on the internet, and he knows nothing about social media. Like, someone's like, oh, have you seen this disappointed meme of you? And he's like, what's a meme?
I love it.
What's a meme?
He's like, I don't try to care.
Yeah, he's like, I don't. Yeah, he's from Ireland. He's like, okay, I don't care. Yeah. What's a meme? I don't like watching those interview things. They're crazy.
Yeah, no, we. It was funny. Why it's funny is because it's mostly on us being embarrassed, and we're not making the celebrity look bad. We just look stupid.
Well, in a way, though, you are catching somebody off guard, and I think sometimes people don't maybe, like
maybe,
that.
Maybe, even though I was the one being pranked, maybe I was the villain.
Maybe.
You were definitely the villain.
Okay, I guess I'm the villain.
In that fact, I mean, you ran off. Your mic pack was the villain at the end.
Yeah. Switched it up on you real quick there.
Arasha, have you ever had villains in your life? Have you been out-villained by anyone?
Other than your mom.
Other than your mom. Your mom doesn't count.
I mean, certainly on a deeper level, absolutely. You know, I mean, I of course like went through like some hardships growing up and stuff, and that has only ever served to toughen me up. You know, mm-hmm. get me some character.
Those are like, you're talking like legit bad people.
Right.
I'm talking like villains, just kind of like we were talking earlier.
Everyday
about,
villains.
We were talking about everyday villains. Like I would say
like trolls on the internet.
Trolls
or
on the
like,
internet. Karens are kind of like, they teeter. They can become real,
they
legitimate
can become
villains.
Real.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're just kind of everyday villains.
Mm-hmm. People who put the toilet paper the wrong way, that to me is a villain.
Ooh, yeah.
You mean upward or downward?
They put it upward.
Oh, okay.
Which is just upward. Horrendous.
Okay.
You know what?
That you have to search
you know,
for
though,
it?
You know, though, I've accidentally done it before. I don't think it's too bad.
Okay.
Because
it's
you get to just
difference.
You just kind of like you just do a little tap.
I don't want to flick. I don't
you just flick,
flick
it up.
The beam
you just flick going. It up,
oh,
and then you just
you're
grab it.
You're not flicking that. You're not flicking that. It's the toilet paper roll that you're flicking. Let's be clear.
What are we talking about here?
Well, the real thing that matters to me more is if people fold or people scrunch. As
I do not understand the scrunch. That's a villain.
Wait, what do you mean?
Anyone who scrunches their toilet paper
is a villain.
Scrunch
it up and then use it to clean instead of folding it.
Like into a weird ball.
Oh, I love scrunch.
You are not a scrunch.
I like to scrunch and really just wipe from the back to the front.
You're a scrunch?
You're a scrunch?
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes I'm in a rush.
Sometimes
y'all.
You really
just
don't know
weird.
People.
It just doesn't seem efficient.
Yeah.
I feel like the fold is far better. The
okay,
scrunch
so
is for absolutely. Chaotic villains.
The fold covers
There's
your
all
hand
different
basically.
Types of villains.
Altogether.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess I'm a villain in the scrunch land.
In the toilet community.
So who has out-villained you as an everyday villain?
I can't
no
say.
No one's beating you at your game?
I can't say I know anybody else who really does constant
nasty
deception.
Stuff.
just stupid mean
stupid
shit.
Stupid mean shit. No. Again, like it's I find that the humor that I really have, like my comedy, I think is so specific sometimes. And okay. I find the funny in some things in a completely different way. Like someone might laugh at something because of this, but I'm thinking about the concept of it and I'm laughing to myself because that is what tickles me. Like that's what that's what's funny to me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's what I do a lot of the times here, where everyone's like, why would you lie there? Like that makes no sense. And I'm like, no, but I think it's hilarious. I think it's so funny.
So no one is on that, because your villainry is connected to your comedy also.
I believe so, yes. And again, like I had kind of started in the beginning as well, the thematic journey is also the parallel of acting, right?
I love this.
Yes. This is, and if it's too deep, we don't have to go here. But no. A huge reason of why I pursued acting and being on camera and all of that stuff was, you know, obviously a huge sense of diversity and representation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would be lying if I was saying that I was a pioneer for South Asian women. Like, there are already some out there. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic to see that. My goal, though, is to change the narrative a little bit, because what I see for South Asian women right now or on TV is that a lot of the times they are losers. They are like this like high schooler who can't fit in. It's like this virgin girl. It's this like immigrant who doesn't know what she's doing. Like all of these, I shouldn't say all, but many of these South Asian women that I've watched on TV suggest that narrative. But a long time ago, I thought, how much more influencing would it be if the Indian girl was the mean girl, if she was the popular girl, if she was the one who didn't have to fight for friends or find friends or fit in, she just was already. Mm-hmm. And the story doesn't even have to be about that, because then subconsciously audiences worldwide start to think South Asian women can also be mean. They can also be funny.
Popular,
they
funny,
can be popular, cool. Yes. So a little bit of this reputation that I've kind of built is because I kind of do want to play a villain. Yeah.
And you want it to be seen.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
Your villainry, in a way, is a form of good.
Yes, Maleficent.
You're actually a hero.
Maleficent.
I mean, I didn't say it.
Your villainry is actually very, very good. And you're right. I don't see many women like you as that character type. I feel like the mean popular girl is always the blonde white girl.
Yes.
And it's always like, okay, but women can be multiple different things.
Absolutely.
The villain can also be the wonderful woman whose wing got cut off and she helped the little girl become a princess.
That's what I'm saying.
Maleficent.
Yes. I think it could be just, I think it could be new and unique. And again, it would shed light on South Asian women who aren't like that, because I'm sure there's a lot of us who are funny and devious a little bit. Like there's fun in that. And so I feel grateful that I was able to bring that at least to our digital platform.
I love
it. That's really great.
Thank you.
I love being around it personally.
It is very fun.
You see how I just manipulated both of you?
Oh my God, is she lying again?
I'm not even an actor.
Oh God. I can't handle that.
I was your Postmates driver and then I convinced you.
South Asian?
Well, you didn't even technically get the audition for Smosh.
You're not Italian.
You accidentally got the audition for Smosh.
Oh yeah.
Which is still mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I cannot believe I didn't share that story earlier too.
You were gone,
but I feel like I caught you up on
the live shows.
So weird.
Which is crazy. It's just you just found your way into it.
Just weaseled my way in.
Oh my God. It makes me feel good because I feel like I've been seen because I'm like taller, I don't know, darker looking, that people are like, oh, you're a bitch. Like you're kind of a bitch, right?
Okay.
Like people are always like, you're intimidating. You're kind of a bitch. And so I'm like, but actually, I have a good soul. It's fun to be a little bit angry.
You have a great soul.
But it's fun to like not be.
I could see you playing that role well,
though.
Yes.
It's very fun to play. But it's nice to like I think you bring out a different side of me that is always there, like the kind of goofy, gullible, like, what's happening side that I don't often get to do around other women.
And I'm so glad to hear that because just as we've been saying, there can be many dimensions to people. Like
We're layered.
Like 2, 3, even 4 things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
And instead, at least in my experience, what I've seen in TV is because of the shortage of how much we are seeing Indian families or really, I'm sure this is across the board for many cultures and many communities. Mm-hmm. Because we're seeing so few, we're like, oh, okay, so that's every Indian family then.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's one.
Exactly.
But take a look at this one, and there's this one, and there's this one, and it's all nuanced.
Yeah, exactly. We need to represent
other,
we need to show the world that we are all layered.
Yes. Yeah.
All of us.
That every single person on the planet is a villain.
Everybody's got a little bit of a villain in them.
All of it.
We've got
it. Okay.
We're all villains here. Everyday villains. Oh, God. Are you getting a message from...
No, I was going to make a pun. What's the... Oh, civilian is what I was thinking of. And inside of civilian is villain.
Civilian is not...
Civilian.
A word.
Yes, you just made up.
Amanda, didn't
you
hear?
You can't just make words.
You're not Shakespeare. You can't just invent a new
guys,
word right
literally
now.
Literally ask anybody else in the room that is a word right now. So they all agree with me.
Is
Thank
civilian
you.
Civilian a word?
Did you guys see that?
But you're Greg. Not. It's not spelled like villain.
No, it is.
No. You know what I think?
Oh my God! I actually forgot that.
Yeah, I just really
you have to let it sit. You have to let it sit for a while.
He's really letting it loose.
You gotta let it go.
He's been farting so much on the podcast.
Oh, good.
All he does is fart.
Really a
that's great. What are you eating?
Oh, just
trash.
I eat from the trash can.
He eats from the trash.
Okay, actually, really funny way to fuck with people. If you empty out the trash can, you put a fresh trash bag in, and then you dump like some fresh food in there. You could just eat out of the trash can and pretend that it's trash, right?
Like
that's a fun way to prank someone.
Wait, yeah. We should totally do that prank.
That's a really funny one.
Let's do it.
To be like, oh my God, this is still
during
good.
Lunch.
And you just start eating from the trash.
Wait a second. It's all during lunch. Everyone's gotten in line, gotten their food, and sit down. And then it's just, so you look over and you're like you wanted to throw it out, but you're like, ah, damn. And then you go into the trash and you start eating it. You don't call attention to it. So just one person notices you.
Yeah.
And then they spread the rumor that you eat trash.
That's actually so true. That's the key to really mess with people is you do it. You commit to it even when no one's watching.
Yep.
So that you hope that they catch you.
That again, was huge in the Marvel lie scam. If you go around, like, there's, like, specific people that I did tiny, tiny, tiny baby bits to in the case that it would need to come up. Like,
you did.
I think Selena was a big target of it, too. That morning, I, like, went over and I was like, do you know where this is? And she was like, yeah, like over there. And then after the bit, she was like, Arasha, this morning when you were like kind of mean to me?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. It was just in case Amanda and Angela were watching. Like, it's the smallest
That's
thing.
That's incredible.
You did it to me and I did not pick up on it. You were like talking about your business and I was just cream cheesing a bagel. Like, I'm not going to involve
With
myself.
With Garrett. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then the morning meeting, like I was pissed, but again, not calling attention to it. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
you have
were
to just
pissed.
Fly under the radar and hope that other people are watching and just continue to do that.
That's a good prank. So we can trash eat.
Trash eat.
We can eat trash.
Eat
so
trash
we know that's
trash.
A prank we can do.
we can just prank Selena all day long until she just falls apart because poor Selena.
We could keep coming up with multiple pranks and just get
people.
Yeah,
we've just announced it all here.
Yeah, but we're
going to... Stay tuned for
this is
watch.
Where we really test out if people listen to our podcast
yeah.
or not. That's the
we'll
whole point
em.
Of it.
It's
we'll actually research to make sure the team is focused
exactly.
And respecting us.
Yes,
exactly.
So if they listen to this, they can be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Angela's going to listen to this podcast on a regular basis.
No.
So we can really mess with her.
Let's just come up with all Angela
let's
pranks.
Let's do a few and then we'll come back and then we'll revisit and
be
like, this
we
is
should,
the shit
okay,
that we
let's
pulled.
Let's start pitching them here and then we can revisit on this podcast and let people know if we've done them successfully or not.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to like post this shit online if I do it.
Yeah.
But...
Okay,
here's
so
where I'll reassess.
Yeah, trash eating
is a good one. Fart machine.
I like.
Can go all
I
over
liked what you did with the bananas, and
yeah,
I think we can keep doing
stuff like
that. Yeah,
slowly hiding things places. You know, I sit right next to Damien and Spencer. I could really start messing with them.
Moving their desks.
You could even just like switch things on their desks.
Yeah,
slowly, like
switch
small things.
Or like just, yeah, swap things in. Or what if I start adding little tiny things to their desk and that they may not notice, and then over time,
yeah.
Or
could like crumb up their keyboard.
You know,
like,
you know,
Spencer would feel so bad. That's like vandalism. So maybe he would hate that.
You know what's a really good one, but I don't know if this is a thing anymore. But when I was a teenager, I was obsessed with prank calls. Like obsessed,
prank
and we would do
good.
Conference prank calls. So it was where we would call someone and have them call the other person. So they'd both pick up and go, hello, hello. And we could listen in on the third line and have them talk to each other and be like, you called me. No, you called me.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then they either hang up or they keep talking. Is that still available, or is that only on landline?
That's
that might be
really
tough.
Funny.
Oh, I used to do it.
That's very
forever.
Funny.
Prank calls are so... I feel like that's too obvious. I think people are going to figure that out.
No, yeah. What about conference calls?
We could do that. What we could also do...
Shane hates my idea.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
But I didn't see you write it down.
How often do we have conference
calls?
Listen,
I don't think it exists anymore.
We don't have conference
calls much. I don't think conference calls exist anymore.
Look, we're getting it all out there.
Yeah, just keep throwing it out there. Keep throwing it out there. What if we all made fan accounts for Angela... And we have a bunch, and we start having them respond to every single tweet she makes, but then they start fighting amongst each other. They start like, or they're like, they get mean and toxic.
Yeah.
But in like a non-harmful way.
I think we need to fuck with Angela.
I think I hate to say it, but I think Angela's going to be our main target.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Oh God.
Ian's a
soul.
Good target. Ian's a good target.
I
don't want
to
fuck with
him up.
I don't want to fuck with Anthony yet.
No, not yet.
Give it
Let
time.
Him settle.
Let him,
but also, give it time. But also, like, he's an easy target. So
you think Anthony's an easy target?
Well, he's like, everybody's going to be all nice and welcoming, and we're going to be
true.
Like, bam.
That
and then
is
we're going to eat out of the trash.
Now is the time.
Welcome to Smosh. Welcome to Smosh. We missed you. Sorry, I'm so hungry, sir.
Especially,
Ian hasn't fed us.
Especially to those that he doesn't really know all that well. He could be like, what kind of ship are they running here?
He doesn't know me all that well at all.
At all.
So I can definitely be the one to eat out of the trash.
Yeah, you know
Man,
what?
Man, Smosh cut their budgets.
And that might work well too, because if I do something, he can easily catch word and be like, oh, Arasha lies. Like, I'm not going to buy
that.
With
Amanda, he's like, oh my God, Amanda is the most genuine angel on this planet. Why is she eating out the
trash?
Yeah,
that is what people say.
No, you know. Okay, no, here's the ultimate goal. Here's an ultimate one.
Okay.
Make a Reddit account and post a fake, like try to devise a very believable Am I the Asshole post. Mm. Post it on the Am I the Asshole thread and try to get it to
on
get picked up.
Well, can't you pick it up?
look, I'm saying this is an opportunity to prank even me.
Oh,
I don't select all of them. Kiana and Kimmy and I think Courtney's doing one. Like other producers will like garner all these stories, and I usually am reading them for the first time.
Yeah.
On the video, if someone can make a fake one and get it posted.
And get it to go viral.
And then we can point it out and be like, nope, this was actually fake. I wrote this.
That would be great.
Or have it be about something that happened here, like, but it's, I don't know.
I do Ooh, like the idea.
That would be the ultimate. If someone did that, I'd have so much respect for them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just set Arasha
if
up
someone,
right
if,
here.
If, okay, no, for real, Arasha, Amanda, anyone, if they can make an Am I the Asshole post and it makes it onto Reddit stories and I read it and I don't clock it as fake and being made by someone
then you
here.
Pay us.
I will give
donuts.
You, I'll give you
I've had those.
I'll give you money. I'll give you $100 gift card to wherever you want.
Each.
But it's gotta make it onto Reddit stories, and I've got to
Okay.
I've got to read it, and I have to read the whole story and move on and not go, oh wait.
Okay, we're gonna talk after
okay,
because
this
I've
story
got
just starts
ideas.
With fart, fart, fart,
but,
fart. Poop, poop,
but
poop.
I pitched this, so I'm gonna be looking out for it now.
Right. Well, See, I was gonna say I do like the idea of within the like that's also super funny is the three of us being like, all right, who are we gonna prank? Like we're gonna plan something,
but then
also, internally prank one of us.
I love it. That's
the kind of next level.
Free
that I
reign
do.
To try to prank me. Look,
$100 each, right? You said
just no. No, whoever writes it, you're not. Are you writing it together?
$1,000 each.
If both of you write it together, then that's $50 each.
And your social security number.
Yeah.
And trash.
And also, you get to eat out of the trash.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to do that and go, smash!
I really do.
Please put Arasha in a Marvel movie.
Anthony's going to be like, okay, I don't want this company
I actually
back.
Am selling it again.
I will take my 50 back.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Cool, so we'll talk. About pranks.
And we'll talk. Me and myself and I will talk cool. about pranking each
all right.
other.
All right. I'm well, just don't pull what, one on me.
I gave you guys such a perfect setup to prank me in a way that's fair.
Now I'm we're never, here's our prank. We're never going to prank you on Reddit stories.
Right.
That's searching. Actually funnier. Or, I'll spend the rest of that series looking out for it. And
or
it's
do
never.
We reverse it and actually pull that prank thinking that you won't think that we'll do that prank?
Or when one what? Of you guys is on Reddit stories. And I write a fake one, and I write it out, and you guys believe it. And I'm like, ha ha, I wrote that.
And you give yourself $100?
Yeah. No, I'll give... Yeah, you have to pay me $100.
I have every reason to believe that every story that you read to me is going to be true under that circumstance. So you want us
I
to be
I read
able
every
to pull
story assuming they're true.
Not the potato story.
Not the potato
yeah,
story.
That was me.
You
From
called that out.
Forever, years ago?
Yeah.
You wrote the potato story?
No.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No,
because that's
I did.
It's an Andy
and
Samberg sketch.
And give me my $100, no. Shane.
It's an Andy Samberg sketch. I'm not stupid.
Liar. You're a liar.
Check the OP.
OP?
As original in
original post.
Organic pot.
Check my organic pot to figure out that I was the one who did that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. All right, fair. All right, the prank war has begun.
Okay.
All right.
Look, prank war has begun.
Prank war has begun.
And every episode, at some point, Amanda and I, even when you're not the guest, we're going to just acknowledge, have we been pranked this week?
Yes.
No. Have we successfully pranked someone? Yes.
All right.
But we can't reveal that. Well, I guess we can successfully reveal the prank if it's done.
If it's already done and been done. Look, yes. it's probably going to take a little bit.
Yeah,
no,
so
it's gonna
so,
take
sure,
some work.
Sure.
So just for everyone watching and listening, just keep in mind this is beginning.
This is yeah. begun.
This is
probably,
the start.
It might be a little quiet for a little bit.
Hey,
but when
long
it happens,
con.
When it happens, it's gonna happen big.
Yeah. And you're gonna want to be around for all of the little Easter eggs. You're gonna want to pick up on every subtle hint that is dropped.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Arasha, it was great having you here.
Yeah, it was great having you here, Arasha.
You guys, I had so much fun.
You were incredible. Yeah. So you're a villain that we love, that, you know, you're doing good for the world.
It seems that way.
Okay,
I'm glad
is that a villain response? Okay.
I'm just glad to finally be recognized for what I'm doing, you know.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because
it's more than what's on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm scared again. Now
that.
I'm on the...
You should always be scared.
Oh, God.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, before we go, one last question. Who is the best Jonas brother?
Okay. This well...
Limited time here. You got
I've been liking Joe lately.
That is incorrect.
Oh my God,
I'm
incorrect.
So
big time.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Bad
All
news.
Right, you guys like
will
Nick?
Not be coming back.
Nope, that's it. All right.
Justice for Kevin. Is that what you guys wanted?
Thank you guys for joining Smoshcast and come back every single Monday. We have a new episode with a new guest. Thank you, Arasha Lalani.
Thank you, Amanda and Shane.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.